Hi, this is Mike with Christmas Music 24/7, and I am talking with Bob Sirois. How you doing, Bob?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing quite well, thanks. You sent me a couple of your CDs over this, was it the summer? You were one of the first ones I got, I think.
Oh, was it really one of the first?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I got an early start on Christmas.
That's perfect. I'm still getting people emailing me. Can I send you a CD? Well, if you want,
right.
But it's kind of late, so.
Yeah. Well, Christmas comes and goes fast, so
yep.
I tend to jump on it fairly early if I can. So, yeah.
Okay, well, you sent me a couple CDs, A Hometown Christmas and Dreams of Christmas, and it's nice guitar playing music.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's mostly instrumental, as you probably heard already, which I tend to dominate my style to a degree, but I do a couple of vocal tracks as well, and I hire some people out, but it's definitely something I enjoy doing. So,
how long have you been playing guitar?
Well, I've been playing for, since 1983. So, that would make it about 22 years.
Yeah, I saw that you really enjoyed John Denver's music and a couple other artists.
Yes, I do, actually. I love John Denver, in fact. In fact, I would have to say, not to go too much on a tangent with this, but he's probably the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing today.
Oh, yeah?
I used to be involved. I used to be in marketing when I left college.
I
graduated, went into marketing, and then I kind of came across John Denver's music and inspired me to go off on my own, and it all started to stick, and then luckily I'm doing it today. So it worked out very well.
So this isn't a hobby. This is your job?
No, this is my profession. I do this professionally.
Wow. I see on your website you talk about you teach as well. You still do that?
Yep, I do. I would say I spend probably about 50% of my time teaching, and I have a student base of about 20 to 25 people right now.
Is that usually like one-on-one, or is it groups like a class?
Predominantly it's one-on-one. Rarely will I do one or two. Most people want the individualized attention anyway, but usually it's one-on-one for the most part.
So if someone wants to start, learning an instrument, what should they do?
I suppose maybe I shouldn't generalize this across the board for all instruments, but my best answer for that would be if someone's really serious about learning any instrument, whether it be flute, guitar, piano, oboe, whatever the case may be, definitely acquire some sort of formal instruction, at least up front, primarily just to get yourself off the ground on the right foot, just to avoid any bad habits that might form and hinder you down the road from certain things you might really want to do. That would be my best advice.
Okay.
And really, do it because you love it and enjoy it as much as you can. That alone will carry you.
A Hometown Christmas came out in 2002. What's your favorite song off that album? Those look to be pretty traditional songs.
Yeah, for the most part, that album is probably even more traditional than the newest one. It's hard to say, but I would have to say... My favorite song is definitely Aspen Glow. Not necessarily that song on my CD. That's my favorite song in general because I love the song from John Denver. But on my CD, my favorite performance and my favorite production is probably Carol of the Bells, the first track.
What about off your Dreams of Christmas CD? Those are a little not quite as traditional.
Yeah, a little less traditional, a little more new age. But, it's funny. I've never thought about this. I'm actually visualizing it right now as we speak, so I can think about which one I might like the best. I guess I would have to say one of my favorites is probably the last one, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, which is a classical Bach song. I've enjoyed, anytime you go to a wedding, you normally hear that song, and even around Christmas time, and so it's one of those songs it's a difficult song to perform, and from an accomplishment standpoint, and also from my own joy of the song, I think that's probably my favorite out of all of them.
That kind of leads into the question, how do you pick what songs to go on a CD? I mean, there's only like 150,000 different Christmas songs.
Yeah, there are a lot, actually. Well, it's funny you say that, because when I first did my first CD, I thought, I know which songs I enjoy the most, which are Christmas-related songs, and I picked those songs, and after I finished it, I thought, well, I think I've isolated most of them, but come to find out, that wasn't the case. There are so many other songs that I didn't even realize I loved as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
So the second CD obviously came out, and now I'm even working on a third one, which really, I'm sort of just going through, I guess, the lot of songs that exist, and one at a time I'm finding songs that I didn't realize what the name was, but yet I knew the song and I loved the song. So really, there's no actual way that I'm doing it. I'm just sort of, at this point, I'm really researching it because I like to look into songs I may have never heard before, or maybe I've heard it, but I'm not too familiar with it. Whereas on the first record, it was an obvious choice. I mean, I knew my favorites that I would listen to predominantly, and that's how I made my choice.
Right.
Now, I mean, I find myself looking into songs that I don't know as well. So it's changing over time.
You said you've started work on another Christmas CD or just a general CD?
No, another Christmas CD, actually. I'm under contract with my record company contracted me to do 3 Christmas albums in total.
Okay.
And so this is going to be the third of those 3 that I'm doing now. And it's due out probably not till 2008. I started recording it this year, but it's a couple years in production.
Is that normal that it takes that long?
No, actually, it's not. The first CD took me about 7 months to do. But of course, at that point, I didn't have any children in my life, so that that tends to give you a lot more time to spare. And then the second CD took longer. The second CD probably took me about 1 year and 9 months, I think. That was more just because my schedule with work and with regard to what I do, professional music, just became very busy. So I had to divide everything up. And this new one really is more related to just life being very, very busy and not having as much time to devote to recording in the studio itself. So it's just taking longer. Plus also, too, as I move from one record to the next, I'm also changing my direction a bit. So I spend some time trying to find ways to put a different spin on things. And sometimes the inspiration's not there, sometimes it is, and so sometimes it's a waiting game.
I've got a list of questions I'm going to ask you. These are called the 12 Questions of Christmas. Whatever answer you give needs to be the first thought that comes in your mind. Christmas tree, real or artificial?
Artificial.
Do you put the tree up before or after Thanksgiving?
A little of both. Most of it before and decorated the day after Thanksgiving every year. It's traditional.
Open gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
A predominantly Christmas morning for my immediate family, but then for my mom, dad, grandparents, things like that, it's usually Christmas Eve.
Do you prefer instrumental or vocal music?
I don't have a preference, actually. I love them both.
How about traditional or contemporary music?
Again, I would say it's an equal split. I love it both.
Okay. What goes on top of the tree, a star or an angel?
I would normally lead more toward an angel.
Rudolph or Frosty?
Rudolph.
Fudge or fruitcake?
Fudge, for sure.
Classical or jazz?
Classical.
Do you take the Christmas tree down before, on, or after New Year's?
Oh, boy. After New Year's. Probably a long time after New Year's sometimes.
Okay. How about the night before Christmas or Luke chapter 2?
Well, I guess that depends. It depends on the day. Night before Christmas, but I have to give Luke chapter 2 a little bit of standing on that as well. So I would say a little of both.
And last question, M&M's, plain or peanut?
Peanut, yes.
Okay, well, that's the 12 questions of Christmas.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
How about giving us your website address?
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.bobsirois.com. Bob Sirois, of course, BOBSIROIS.com.
Okay.
And that is updated fairly regularly, so it stays current in terms of what I'm doing. Oh, and just in case you needed to know, I just released a new Christmas DVD this year.
Oh, okay.
Which is one of those naturescape type DVDs that basically shows visual outdoor and indoor Christmas related scenery, mountain scenery, things like that, with my music behind it from the first 2 CDs. So.
Oh, okay.
That's a new product that's out
there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is actually. It's kind of different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking with me tonight.
No problem. Have a great holiday. You too.
Thanks. You too. Good night.